The votes are in. And what we want to do tonight is I want to ask, if you will, Bishop Carl Wheaton, if you would come up here for just a moment. I'd like you to stand with me. And let's welcome him tonight, one of our judges. Now, we're giving away prizes tonight, and here's the prizes. I'm going to describe what I'm going to describe, and I'll let you describe your part of it as well. Pastor Ken Gilliard has God's Gang Studios here locally. He was not able to be here tonight, but he wanted to give as a kingdom gift, and that's what this is all about. It's a kingdom thing. And so tonight he's giving for the third prize one song to record at the studio. Second prize is going to have two songs, and third prize gets to record three songs. And so I have some certificates here to offer to those first, second, third prize winners. But Bishop, if you will share tonight your part of the awards tonight and of the gifts.
One of the greatest things that the Lord has provided for us is to go around the world through the network of Trinity Broadcasting Network. And I've talked with Mike and Lisa Sexton, and we've come together collectively, and we said, let's do this in the name of Jesus, that whoever wins this particular event tonight will be a guest on our particular program called Trinity Broadcasting Network, better known as Praise the Lord, and they will be with me on that day. And we're going to salute the Lord Jesus Christ, that everybody get to know who they are around the world and present Jesus to a glorious body of people. So come on and put your hands together for whoever it is going to win, because as they win tonight, they are going to lift up the name of Jesus around the world, around the world, around the world.
Oh, he's a preacher. I love that. Yeah. All right. Come on up here, you three, if you will. Angie, Lawson, and Cedric. Let's give them another hand tonight. Bishop, come on up here just again. I know, if you will, I'd like for you to have that certificate ready, and if you would stand on this side. And this is what we're going to do tonight. I'm going to present the third place. And you guys did a great job on the voting here tonight. Just want to make sure you give the right certificate here. The third place winner tonight and the recipient of a one-song mini-CD at God's Gang Records, if you will, let's give a congratulations to Angie Waldrop.
You did a great job. You really did.
And we're going to give you some flowers here tonight. Look behind you. Some beautiful flowers. Very good. Gentlemen, stand right up here. Get up here a little bit more in the light. Now, there's a second place winner, and then there's a first place winner. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to announce the first place winner, because if I give the second place winner, it's going to be kind of anticlimactic. We're all going to know who the first place person is, all right? So the second place winner is going to get two mini CD songs from God's Gang Records. First place winner is going to get three. And also, you're both going to get some flowers, a big bunch of flowers. And I know you're really going to love those. So here's a little suggestion. Give it to your mama, or give it to your girlfriend, or somebody special like that. It's going to be a little bonus thing that you already got someone in mind, I can tell. All right, so here it is. I want everybody to put their hands together. This is the first place winner tonight of the Exalt contest, and his name is Lawson Galloway, first place. Bishop, if you will, present that certificate to Lawson.
Young man, this certificate entitles you as the winner of Exalt Vocal Talent Showcase, the opportunity to sing and be interviewed by me on Trinity Broadcasting Network, better known as Praise the Lord. God bless you, son. God bless you. Come on, put your hands together for this young man. Come on, you can do better than that. Stand all over this house and put your feet together. Put your hands together. Give the Lord a hand clap. This is glorious.
Congratulations. Let's give them another God bless you as they are dismissed tonight. This is what I want to ask. Cassandra, could you come and play the piano? Cassandra, could you come? God bless you. Cassandra, could you come and play the piano for me? Can you come and play the piano for me? Can you just come and play the piano? We're going to dismiss you in just a moment. Please don't anybody leave. We're going to close in prayer, but this is what I want to do. Everybody, if you will, stand with me. We are just a few moments away from dismissal, but I need you to not talk. I need you to listen for just a few more moments. I would like for all of us to stand in this place tonight as we dismiss. Again, don't forget the envelopes that you filled out just a moment ago. Hand them in to those buckets on the way out. But this is what I want us to do tonight. You've heard the ministry of music here tonight. You've heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And simply what the gospel is this. Jesus loved you so much that he left heaven to come and live a life, a perfect life for you and for me. And he chose to die a death that he didn't deserve to die so that you wouldn't have to. And he shed his blood and he broke his body so that we can be healed and whole and saved from our sins. The Bible says we've all been born in sin. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's not one person in here that can say you've lived a perfect life. But Jesus did that for you. And so tonight, I want to give you opportunity. If maybe you felt something stirring inside of you, you know what that was? And you know who that is? It's the Holy Spirit inside of you saying, there's something real about this. There's something that you're drawn to. And it's the love of God. It's the love of Jesus Christ. He loves you so much, the Bible says, that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You've tried it all kinds of different ways, probably. And how's it going for you? Probably not so good. So I want to challenge you tonight to give Jesus a try. With every eye closed, every head bowed, in reverence and with Christians praying and interceding right now for souls, because this is the most important. It's not the prizes. It's not everything else. It's what's happening right now is the most important moment of this evening, because souls are hanging in the balance. And I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't have to do anything else because it's all been done. You have to do one thing, and that is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Invite him in. You see, you have a door in your heart and the knob is on the inside. You can turn that knob and open up the door, and he will come in, the Bible says. And he'll forgive you of your sins. And he'll live with you, dine with you, walk with you, talk with you, and be your friend. And most importantly, be your Savior. With every eye closed, head bowed, if you'll raise your hand tonight and say, Pastor Brian, pray with me. I need Jesus in my heart. Show me what that looks like. Yeah, I see that hand. I see that hand. Anybody else? Anybody else? Raise your hand. Yeah, I see that hand. Anybody else? I want Jesus in my heart this evening. I need him as my Savior, my Lord. Anybody else? Yes, I see that hand back there. Anybody else? I see that hand. There's five. Anybody else? Christians, I need you to pray. Yes, I see that hand. Six. Anybody else? Anybody else? Seven, eight. I see those hands. Anybody else? Anybody else? The Holy Spirit is moving in this place. Amen? Father God, I want you, okay, now I want everybody to pray this prayer, whether you raised your hand or not. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that you will be saved. Let's all pray it out loud. Say this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior. Would you come into my heart, be Lord of my life, forgive me of my sins, wash me clean. I thank you that I'm now born again, a child of God. And I praise you, and I thank you for what you've done for me in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen and amen. Do you love the Lord Jesus tonight? Hey, let's rejoice. At least eight souls just entered into the kingdom, just got birthed into the kingdom. The kingdom of God just expanded by eight. Woo! Amen. And for each singer, each contestant, everything that happened tonight, we can all buy into that. And get a part of that reward, because God's blessed you to be a blessing here tonight. Thank you. Now take that envelope and let's continue to be a blessing. And if you've made that decision for Jesus tonight, don't you walk out of here without telling somebody. And you find a good church like this one or some other place that preaches the gospel and will love you in that relationship with Jesus Christ. Come on, let's give God another praise in this place tonight. And you are dismissed. Let's give God a praise. Let me hear you say, praise the Lord. And you're dismissed.